This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Southwest Airlines is having a better day today. According to FlightAware.com, the Dallas-based carrier has just canceled a few dozen flights today, which is a big improvement over the 16,000 or so flights that Southwest canceled over the past week as winter storms exposed the company's reliance on outdated scheduling technology. Across social media, stranded passengers are vowing never to fly Southwest again. So just how seriously should the airline take those threats? Marketplace's Matt Levin has that one.
Catherine McAvoy was supposed to fly Southwest from Denver to Minneapolis on Wednesday.
We woke up Tuesday morning, my husband and I, to a notification that the flight had been canceled. So Tuesday afternoon, we packed up, got in the car, and then drove.
After spending the night in Nebraska, they made it to Minnesota. Luckily, the roads were fine. McAvoy says although it was definitely inconvenient, she'd still fly Southwest again. She's a fan.
So it's usually a good airline to use for the number of options as well as price. So we've been a customer for at least 5-6 years consistently.
They can't let this ever happen again. But in terms of their reputation with consumers, Southwest is going to recover from this week.
Gary Leff runs View from the Wing, a popular travel blog. He says, yeah, it's a bad look for Southwest that it's really the only airline to have such massive problems this holiday season. But consumers have short memories. JetBlue had a similar meltdown back in 2007 when an ice storm wrecked the airline's operations for a week.
Their reputation recovered as well.
Leff says to expect some discounted airfares in the next few months as Southwest tries to repair its relationship with its core customer, the budget-conscious leisure traveler. But cheaper flights and those mea culpa drink coupons may not satisfy business travelers. That's a market Southwest has aggressively pursued in recent years with features like better Wi-Fi and bigger luggage bins. Scott Forbes researches the airline industry at Jefferies.
I mean, the reputational impact could push business travelers away that really care about just being on time.
Although on the plus side, fewer business travelers can mean getting into boarding group A may finally be easier than getting a Taylor Swift ticket through Ticketmaster. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.